This week, folks, on Fat Guy Squared, Vegas Part 2. Here we go.
Fat Guy Squared.
Wait, you're offended? Go fuck yourself. Listen to something else. For those of you who want to be entertained, here's the podcast.
We're back.
So let's talk about the last resort in Vegas.
Last resort in Vegas.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty good. We keep bringing things back into it. And we also missed on the last podcast. These are the podcasts that we're talking about, Vegas, folks. But we, up to this point, if you haven't noticed, we've done a little old lady routine at the very end of every podcast that we didn't do. So
we didn't do that. We look like them right now with some blankets on.
It's cold as balls in this fucking basement. So what do you expect in the dead of winter, man? So, all right. So we're going to recap real quick. And anyway, back to the old lady thing. We're not doing it this one either. So when we get back to the regular podcast, we'll do it.
Okie dokie.
All right. So the last podcast was we started with Nathan getting to Vegas. The first day in, he found out that his father snores, and we verified that.
Oh my god, so loud.
Couldn't sleep so well. So second day there, they took a walk to a ride over to Pawn Stars, the TV on whatever it is, True TV, whatever it is.
History.
That show on history, that's what it was. And they went to another shop that the Pawn Saws worked with, and they ultimately, on the third day, hung out. We talked about the food and the whole nine. Please, listen to the old show. I'm just giving you a quick recap. And the third day has ended, and we've woken up on a bright, new, lovely day of the fourth day. And just to recap, up to this point, Nathan has lost up to about $1,700. We don't know what his father has lost, but it's not really important. It's really about Nathan and him losing all of his money.
Oh, thanks.
We live to serve here, Nate. So, yep. Please, we wake up, and is it bright? Is it rainy? Is it dreary? What is it? We wake up on the fourth day.
Yep.
And what do we do?
Wake up.
Wake up.
Run out and leave the keys up on the table. I'm sorry.
I was trying to get there.
So I woke up. opened the windows. My father was downstairs, looking out the window.
Wait, so your father had already left the room when he woke up?
Yeah, he wakes up at 3 and he went right to downstairs.
Woke up at 3 a.m.?
3, 4 a.m., yeah.
And he was gambling from 4 a.m. till whatever time he woke up?
I don't know. You got to remember, I stayed up much later than him. He went to bed early. So it was...
Oh, so you guys were kind of like ships
schedules.
In the night kind of thing. All right, I got you.
So I got up. And I can't get that song out of my head now.
we'll open with that next time. How's that?
All right. And I went to the window.
To the wall?
Sweat drop down them balls. All these bitches crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Oh, skeet, skeet, skeet. All right. So I went to the window, and I kind of did one of those stretches, you know, and just scratched the nuts a little bit. And then I saw a person fall all the way down in front of me.
Well, hold it. I'm over here laughing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why are you laughing, dude?
He jumped to his death. It was what it was. All right. So
apparently he was down more than 1,700.
So you're telling me, I mean, wait, no.
I'm serious.
This dude jumped to his death.
No.
Oh, I see you fucking asshole.
No, but he jumped.
Oh, but he did. Okay, I didn't know if it was like a bungee cord or something.
One of those rides was a free fall.
Okay, so it was
and
a
I didn't
free
know
fall.
They
all
put
right.
it directly in front of my room.
That was awesome.
So you got a picture waking up, and I'm just like, oh, shit.
He's scrambling.
In my mind, I'm like, whoa. And then I just look, and I'm like, is he okay? And he jumped back up. And it just because it sung him right past. So, yeah.
In my mind, as wrong as it is, I would have went, this is another comp right here. Another free mail right there. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Oh, no. Okay, so wait, I got to rethink this. So there's a bungee jump off the side of the fucking building.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Nope.
Yeah.
Now, that's a whole lot of fuck you. Not going to happen.
First off, my question is, who the fuck says I'm getting up and bungee jumping at 8 in the morning?
Well, that's the question. I mean, apparently, they could have been a completely different time scale. You don't know.
Yeah.
For them, it might have been 12 in the afternoon.
Could be.
That's the thing about Vegas. It's different from everywhere else in the world. Everybody converges onto the place because it's meant to be, you know, one of those particular places. You know, anybody and everybody can go gamble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I, in my mind, all I can picture is that every single person there is from a completely different time zone in the world.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean?
There's nobody in Vegas is from Vegas.
Well, that's why they say Vegas never sleeps.
Yeah.
So, because it quite literally is Vegas never sleeps. So, all right. So, the guy bungees, you lose your fucking lunch. What do you do at that point? Now, are you calling?
Oh.
Are you calling the front desk? Or what are you doing?
But I screwed up on something.
Okay.
On part one, the very last night, that night before I was falling asleep.
All right. So, night three.
Yeah. I need to bypass for just a split second. We'll move forward.
Okay.
I got a phone call at 11:30 at night.
Okay.
From the hotel.
Okay. And what did that host say?
Mr. Trainer? I said, yes. Hi. Oh, did I wake you?
Oh, of course you did.
And I'm like, yeah, because I'm not from here. And I sleep like normal people. And they're like, we just wanted to inform you, based on your gambling, we wanted to offer you some free promotions. And I said, okay. They're like, come and see us tomorrow.
Okay, my first question is, I didn't have to gamble. You could have still given me the free shit.
You know?
Right?
So, I went downstairs. We had breakfast. This is day four now.
All right, so after you're paying for this or is it comped?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with it. I just know I'm supposed to meet somebody in the VIP office at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, at what point is VIP for Vegas?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
Okay.
All I know is I'm VIP. My father wasn't VIP.
He's at the penny slots.
God damn it! Yeah, so we woke up the next morning. I saw somebody jump, took a shower, went down.
Well, okay, that's I saw somebody jump off the building.
Yeah.
Well, took a shower.
You know, the huge. We went to breakfast.
Not to glance over the fact that you're a heartless man, but they jumped. You realized it was a bungee, or did you?
Yeah, I went like this, okay. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Okay, so you didn't like stop, try calling the front
desk.
No,
thank God, I took the time to look.
Okay, well, I mean, that would have been the first reaction. Like, yeah. Oh shit! Okay, I got to call somebody.
Yep. So, went downstairs, found my father, went to breakfast. We went to buffet.
Okay, and same exact buffet.
Same place, same buffet.
Okay. Yep.
Because at this point, I earned enough points where I got two more free.
It's perfect. So you're not paying for breakfast across the board.
Nope.
Okay.
So I said to my father, I said, what do you want to do? He wanted to go see Hoover Dam.
Ah, shit, he wants to go see Hoover.
So we went and got in the car, road trip. Hoover Dam was about 45 minutes out, but one thing about Vegas is once you're 20 minutes out of the city, it's nothing. There's nothing.
It's just
around.
Desert. Yeah.
It's a desert.
You're lucky if you see a building, much less fucking.
But it's beautiful.
I don't doubt it.
It really is.
It's only beautiful until the car stops working.
Yeah. Then you.
Then it's a problem.
Then you hate life. So we went to the Hoover Dam, and we were gonna do like, it was so much money for the tours.
All right. So well, that was my question. So when you got to Hoover Dam, I said that. When you got to Hoover Dam, just like in the last story, you were talking about going to the Pawn Star place.
Yeah.
Is it set up the same way where you have to, like, if you were to get on a bus?
Well, we didn't go.
You didn't go.
We went, but we didn't go.
Did you at least see the dam?
Yes. So what happened was we have the way we could go to the Hoover Dam.
Okay.
We could pay $50 a person. We could, or I think it was $30 or $50
to go to a fucking dam.
Yep, and walk around and see it.
Jesus Christ! All right.
And I was like, "What do you think about that, Dad?" And he's like, "Screw that." So if you go further down, there's a bridge, a giant bridge that goes above it. And so what did we do? We go pulled over on the side of the fucking bridge and took pictures.
That's awesome.
Screw you, Hoover, trying to take money.
Right. So you didn't see any of the Transformers.
Nope.
All right.
Yes. Sure. Yes, you could.
You actually...
I'm sorry.
I was just kidding. What, there's Transformers at the Hoover Dam, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we did that. And then I said to... And mind you, I didn't even take any pictures, really, of the Hoover Dam. My dad took a ton of pictures of it. I called my girlfriend, who was back at this point.
Okay.
And I video chatted with her because I thought that would be cool for her and her family to see Hoover Dam.
She wouldn't give a fuck.
They did. They liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But, oh, look, you're at a place that I'm never going to. Thanks.
Then?
Like, maybe later you could show me, I don't know, you know, somewhere else.
Well, I did. I took him to Red Rock. Which I have pictures of Red Rock. And the only reason why she doesn't have anything
now,
of it.
What is Red Rock?
I'm going to show you.
Now, is this during your trip? We're talking about your trip, man. Is Red Rock during your trip?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking you.
It's the same day as Hoover.
Motherfucker, we didn't finish Hoover.
I know.
All right. So you took your trip to Hoover.
Yes.
And it took you pictures, blah, blah, blah. You decided to do what? To leave at that point, or did you have other sites around Hoover's Dam that you wanted to see?
Oh, I did. So here's Hoover Dam, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's a big dam. Damn, that's a big dam.
Those are the Transformers on the side.
No, fucking idiot. Those are actual Transformers. I meant like fucking.
Oh, like the thing.
Oh, you fucking mook.
Like Shia LaBeouf.
Like Transformers, jackass.
Yeah. So I took this picture. This is just to give you an idea of the desert.
Oh, so you do one of those landscape deals. We took like 10 different pictures, and it was, what the hell was that thing that was there? And then...
That is that van.
Oh, who's Andy talking to?
He's talking to your mother.
My mother.
Because, you know, apparently there was nothing here to see.
Oh, God.
So then we went to Red Rock.
Now, what is Red Rock?
So Red Rock is a mountaintop, like,
Go ahead, say it's Red Rocks. Go ahead, just say it.
Yes,
fucking say it.
It's Red Rock.
All right, so it's more, it actually,
see?
Looks, it's more of like a preserve of some sort.
It is. It's part of the,
Indians I'm gathering?
Mojave Desert Preserve.
All right, yep.
Okay, so it's exactly that. It's rocks that are red. See how the normal rocks and then see how that stands out?
Oh, yeah, yep.
So this was inside a building. So then my father and I, we went to this building. And in my head, I'm like, dude, I paid $12 to go to a building to look at a rock. This is dumb. I found out something.
People who are into geology wouldn't say that, sir.
Well, what I found out is you follow the road.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes around the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
30 miles. So I paid $12 to drive 30 miles.
So okay, that works.
So there was one area coming up that you'll see, and my father was like, "Hey, why don't we go for a walk?" Yeah, he regretted that. There we go. Yeah, we went in here.
Yeah, and that's where all the deadly snakes were.
So what
he's showing me, folks, is pictures of rocks, basically, but huge jaunts of rocks that, you know, you walk on the trail or whatever. It's almost like, there you go. He's got to sit down.
Yeah, my father sat down on the side of a cliff.
It almost looks kind of like where you go to, what is that place with the giant rock and the water in the middle?
Canyon?
Yeah,
Grand Canyon.
It almost looks similar to that, except it's deserty, more deserty.
So we went down there. I took a video. We're not going to look at the video.
Why not? Was it, I love you, I miss you, I don't want to see you.
So.
Again, he keeps doing the arm thing. Andy looks like he's flying, except he
does look at the landscape.
Every fucking picture.
So for us, are you a religious person?
Well, I mean, Jesus.
You believe in something?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, for me, okay, I when I walked around this, and I'm not a religious person.
If you really want to know what my thoughts are on religion, we can go there, but I don't think you want to.
Okay, let's not go there.
Okay.
So my theory on seeing all this was
with how beautiful this area was, if there isn't a higher power, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. It's called an asteroid that came down when the world was
molten.
Okay,
we're done talking. We're done talking.
And it made the Earth. And then
la,
a giant...
La, 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 la.
You know what made that? The eons upon eons of the Earth growing and becoming bigger based on...
So I went to...
There you go. Okay.
So I went to... we went through this whole thing. And guess what? No phone service.
No shit, you're in the middle. Dude, you're about 17 feet away from the fucking Eyes Wide Shut area.
So, yes, that's all I could think about.
Not Eyes Wide Shut, I'm sorry.
No, The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes, rather, yeah.
So we're on the road, right, and we're going through this thing.
All I can picture is your car going.
I just shoot myself. No, I find a gun and shoot myself.
At that point, I'm like, Dad, I love you, but you're getting raped first. It's going to happen.
So we're going around, and... I wish I took a picture of it. There's a sign.
Really?
Yeah, there's a sign to
was
the right.
From
and
God?
And the sign just goes, tortoise crossing.
That's awesome.
And then there was another sign, which I can tell you, living in like Rehoboth, I have never seen, which I would have figured. It says, wild horses.
Which would make sense. And again, that's...
You're in the middle of nowhere.
I told you before, when you go to different places in America, even, just America... Like, you know, you go to like a Los Angeles or more something closer to like a Texas. They actually have signs of people running with little children behind them. And it's meant for illegal citizens running across the highways and whatnot. You got to watch out for that stuff.
Yeah.
Not citizens. I'm sorry. Illegal people. Oh, people will lose their mind if I say citizens. God forbid. But it's not something you see anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it was a cool experience. There was a lot of people walking that had, you know, those backpacks with the hose.
Yeah, the water.
Yeah, you know, so they could do the.
Well, you need that, man, because you.
They look like little gerbils.
What did they say? You can survive without food for.
3 weeks, 4 weeks. But you can
not weeks. Days, man.
Without food?
It's not weeks. How
you can survive. We got Google.
We're going to Google it.
I believe, and I'm going to quote this before you type it in.
Okay.
I believe you can go 5 days without water, or 4 days without water, and you can go up to 3 weeks without food.
All right. So first, again, this one says in the desert. So that's where you are, so that's what we're going to base it off of. It might change.
Oh, okay. Well,
it might change related to where we... I'll do both of them, okay?
Okay, please.
In the desert, it says... Unlike food, the maximum time an individual can go without water seems to be a week. A human can go for more than 3 weeks without food.
Boom!
Mahatma Gandhi, I'm not even saying it right, survives 21 days of complete starvation. But water is a different story.
Yep. So I said,
how long can you last without water alone? 3 weeks. Oh, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sahara Desert without water now. 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
I was on point.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I mean, again, I wasn't sure. And again, you were in a desert climate, so.
Yeah, so.
How long can fat people go without water? That's fucked up.
So we went.
Of course, we have to look at it. Oh, my God, dude. This is fucked. This is fat people can last 30 to 40 days.
Yo, we good, baby. We going.
Fuck you, small people.
You need us.
That's in Wikipedia. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God, those fucking assholes. Anyway, all right, so you guys are playing with rocks.
So we left there.
You went and saw the Hoover Dam. The one fucking thing your dad wanted to do and you guys refused to pay to go do it.
Well, he was like, this is good enough for me. I was like,
really? Right. Every story that you had was my dad wants to go see the Hoover Dam. Wants to go to Hoover Dam. Wants to go to Hoover Dam. But you guys refused to pay the money to go walk it, which I find is hilarious. That's absolutely hilarious. But knowing your old man, he would have touched something and broke the fucking dam.
Right.
Hey, what is? Hey, Nate, look at this. Look. Aww.
So then we left.
All right.
And we went to the best attraction in America.
What is that? You go to like McDonald's or something?
Close, Walmart.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because we had to get those nose strips. Yeah.
That's right. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I didn't recoup this. Oh, I did, actually. Nathan's father loves to snore. He hurt something in his neck prior to the trip. When he got there, he was sleeping a particular way that made him snore even more.
And there was a couple reasons we went to Walmart. One, he needed to pick up cigarettes.
Of course he needed cigarettes.
Food and drinks, like just for like, you know, just a drink to relax.
Yeah, the mini bar over there, I'm gathering, was fucking
so
massive amounts of money.
A bottle of water was $4.50.
Fuck you.
So we went and grabbed a case of water. We grabbed a couple cases of soda.
Oh, yeah.
And my father, man, he makes me so proud. So okay. We got all this stuff, and but, I remembered the night before.
I'm sorry.
He did.
Guys, wait. He went, my father, man, and then what you don't understand on this side, I'm seeing Nate, he sat up another inch, and his head started shaking, and his body was going back and forth. And he's like, oh, I'm so proud of him. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
The night before, I went down to the little
store, yeah.
The little store to grab a water, and this woman stopped me, and she's like, I need your room key. And I'm like, I don't have it. And she's like,
Are you trying to sell yourself?
You're not allowed to go on the elevator on certain days because security will stop you unless you have a key.
Huh?
So many stupid things. So all I kept thinking is, this was a weekend day at this point. I'm like, shit, my dad's going to get stopped with all this stuff. Because you know hotels, they don't want you to buy outside stuff.
Oh, obviously they don't.
So my father, he has the case of he has the case of soda in all the bags. He put them in this arm. He put his winter jacket over his arm. He walked right by her and went like this. How you doing? And just went right into the elevator.
That's awesome.
Oh, he made me so proud. And so that was another day in itself. Because that was so much walking.
All right. So you guys did the Hoover Dam. We went and saw the Red Rocks.
Yep.
I took a bunch of pictures, yep. FaceTime, the whole nine. Okay. You made it back to, you went to Walmart, the American dream. You did what you had to do, all the shopping and whatnot. You made it back to the hotel. What time is this at?
We kept trying to get back by like 2:33.
All right. So let's just say it was 3 o'clock area, right before supper time.
Yeah. We would take like an hour to two every day
okay.
to relax
I
before
gotcha.
We went out. At this point, I think it was 3:30. I decided, me and my father decided we're going to go down to gamble. He went his way. I went my way.
All right. So 3:30 to, let's say, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Take.
I put $100 in a machine.
All right.
I hit for
$2,200. We're going to get to this.
Okay.
So came back together. You guys decided to go to a buffet again, or what's going on? What would you end up doing for supper?
We didn't get to that yet. I gambled before I went to the buffet.
Yeah. We're going to get to the gambling
okay.
in a minute.
All right. Well, I didn't go to a buffet. I went down to visit the VIP woman.
Okay. That's actually good. I'm good. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I keep avoiding the gambling side of it because I want to keep it its own thing. So we're going to get into how much you won, how much you lost, and I want that to be its own thing. We're just going to go through the day, and at the end of that particular day, we'll talk about the gambling. Is that cool?
Sure.
So, all right. So 5 o'clock comes around. Go meet the lady at the VIP office. She's sitting there in her... The only way I could picture it is stiletto heels, really short dress, and, you know, big froopy hairdo kind of thing. Am I close?
Similar.
Oh, cool. All right. What'd you talk about?
So she goes, can I help you? I said, yeah. I'm Nathan. You told me to come down. You woke me up. Oh, yes. I said, what's up? She goes, well, we wanted to offer you a $250 voucher for dinner tonight.
Ooh.
To go up to the Hub.
That's the top of the deal.
Yeah.
Right? There's like I said earlier, there's a restaurant in that.
But there's a dress code.
But is it shirt and tie or that kind of thing?
It's jackets.
Oh, all right. Do they offer jackets?
No.
Ah, of course they don't.
So I said, sorry, no can do. They said, all right, then we got to bring you to, you can go to the steakhouse. We'll give you $150 for it.
That's more my speed, baby.
Went to a steakhouse. Got filet mignon.
Is it a la carte scenario, or do they give you actual meals?
A la carte.
Oh, I fucking hate that. So, ladies and gentlemen, at least out here in Rhode Island, maybe out there too, at least where he was, a la carte for any kind of steakhouse becomes an $800 fucking meal. Because, you know, potatoes are like, I said potatoes. Potatoes are like $6 for a bowl. It's fucking stupid. You know, the steaks are great, but you're paying $85 for a steak and then $6 for potatoes and, you know, maybe $3 for a pat of butter.
Maybe.
It is fucking stupid expensive.
But of course, my father ate all the rolls and got full.
Did he eat his steak at all?
He did. He did. I mean, we ate good.
Well, I mean, that's the one thing about going to on vacation is you want to find a place where you eat well. And now, your old man doesn't drink, right, or does
no,
he?
No.
Okay, so you guys weren't really big into the alcohol thing.
No, but I made sure, like, I'm using that 150.
Oh, without a doubt. And I'm sure you hit that without any kind of a problem.
No.
Really?
No, I had, like, I ordered desserts to go and stuff to make it.
Wow. Oh, wow. I mean, I didn't realize it would be.
Oh, and you can't tip the waiter out of that. So,
oh.
So, I would give the guy $30 in tip.
You 3% prick? That's not a lot.
Out of 150? If 150, what is that? 20% is $30.
Cheap.
Whatever.
Cheap. All right, so you go and eat, and then you decide to go gamble again. Are you done for the night? What's going on?
I mean, I gambled. Am I allowed to get to the gambling part?
But again, I want to make sure we get every place that you've gone
to out
of the way.
We went gambling, and then that was it for my night.
Problem that I have here is talking about a trip like this. If you focus on just the gambling, you don't get everything else out of
sure.
the way. You know what I mean? So, all right. So through your day, outside of going through the Hoover Dam and the Red Rocks, you did do gambling. So, as you said earlier, you hit initially for 2,100. You said
2,200.
Okay. And then you, how much did you drop in there?
$100.
So you put 100 and you hit for 22.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's actually not too bad. You're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he was originally out at $1,800. So
17.
You put 100 in plus the 17. It's $1,800.
Oh yeah.
So you were originally at $1,800, down $1,800. You hit for $2,200, which is in my world that's $400 more than you had from the get go.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, so remember, I'm up. Food now.
No. I'm telling you, we're gonna get to this, man.
I'm done, folks.
No. I'm gonna total it all at the end, Nate. I'm gonna total it at the end. That's why I'm being very prolific in writing these numbers down.
Okay.
All right. So we haven't talked about this, folks. I'm sorry. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So, first day out, he was. I'm sorry. The first 2 days out, he was at around $1,700. That would be day coming in, not doing any gambling or a little gambling, 2 days out, $1,700, $100 for the fourth day, and he left with $2,200.
Yep.
Okay. So now we're done with the fourth day, or are we still going to town or what have you?
Dunsky.
Now at this point, your old man got the nose strips. You got your earplugs.
I slept like a baby.
You slept like a baby. So you slept well into the fifth day.
Yep.
Okay. So
fifth day was the most expensive day.
All right. So my first question is entering the fifth day, you've now been in the same room, the same atmosphere with your father up to this point for going on 5 days.
Yes.
Are you guys still okay? Are you
having we're having
issue,
a great time. Or? The only downside to it is he is trying to be there for me because he knows how I wasn't sleeping.
Okay,
so
no, I get it.
So our relationship is really good at this point.
Cool. And again, whatever you don't want to talk about, just punch me in the face and we won't
no,
go.
No, we had a great trip.
Cool. All right, beginning of the fifth day, you open your window, scratch your balls, see another person falling. There is no bungee cord this time. What's going on?
Went down for. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Wait, hold it. Did was there a bungee? Or?
No bungee. Got up, took a shower, went downstairs, went to the
buffet.
Look at you.
Look at you. Now, are you paying for the buffet at this point?
Hell no.
All right. So, you're still good with the buffet.
Yep.
You haven't paid for it.
Yep.
Now, this is what, around 8 in the morning again?
Yep.
All right. Is your father up already
yes.
doing his thing?
Yes.
Though he's off gambling, whatever the case is. You then go and what? You take a shower, go breakfast, then what?
Well, we find each other. We go to breakfast.
Obviously.
And then grab the car. And we said, you know what? We're gonna do the strip.
Okay.
So we went to the strip, and we started out at the Venetian because the Venetian had free parking. Now the Venetian is a beautiful casino. I have a picture.
Is that the one with the waterfall and water spurts in front of it?
No, that's the Bellagio.
Okay.
The one that the Venetian is, it has this. So it's all Italian.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Look at that.
So it's got the Last Supper and all that stuff. The inside, this, it looks like it's outside, but it's inside.
Oh, okay. So it looks like a bunch of little mini stores.
Yes. And it's got a gondola. It's got a river going through it.
How big is this fucking place? It's got a river going through it.
Fucking huge.
All right. So it's a bunch of stores, and the roof of the inside of this auditorium size area is blue skies or whatnot.
Yeah. So we're walking around. Listen, we went in. He wanted to play a couple slots. I wanted to show him how cool this place is.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's massive.
We were walking around, and I could see it in him. He was in pain. His neck's really, at this point, bothering him. So I got him a nice Cuban woman.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You got him a fucking... All right, ladies and gentlemen, the picture that I'm looking at is they're in the middle of what I can only assume is... Think of a mall. A mall with, like, a major walkway in the middle. And he's at one of those mall kiosk spots where they're doing back rubs.
Yep.
That's what the picture looks like.
Yep.
Yeah, so you got him a Cuban woman, you sexy bitch.
He walked away from that, and he goes,
oh. I haven't had any kind of touch in a long time.
So he loved the massage he got.
There you go.
He was feeling so much better. He had some life in him. I said, all right, Dad, gosh darn it, let's hit the strip. So while we're on our way out, tell me this isn't cool. We ran into... this amazing portrait store where you can buy pictures.
That's cool. Is that New York?
Yeah, I think so. No, London. And I wanted to, I asked him, I said, how much for that picture?
That's probably like $6,000.
Yep. And thing they cool said, picture, as man. I'm taking a picture, no pictures.
Yep, absolutely.
So I was like, all right, we're taking pictures. So we took a couple, and then we walked the strip, which just went on forever. And we went to the different casinos as we walked down the strip. So I took my dad. Excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm dying right now.
You know,
feel my hands.
I'm good. We got a new mic
freezing.
Now. We got a new mic. We're going to put it right in the middle, and we're going to put it as an asshole mic.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So we're walking down the strip because our goal was I wanted to go to the M&M store.
All right.
And I wanted to go to the Coca-Cola factory. There's a Coca-Cola store.
All right.
But in my head, I thought, let's park at the free parking spot and walk it.
They're close. They're not close.
5 miles later, we get there, and I go to the Coca-Cola store. And at this point, I felt like a little kid because my dad was on the phone with his work. And I was like, Dad, get off the phone. He's like, I'll be off. I said, get off the phone. Come on, Dad. Play with me. So.
That doesn't sound right to a dumb man's sanity. Daddy, play with me.
So that's where you saw. So here's the thing. If you note, I don't know if you saw online. Well, look at the Eiffel Tower.
Ah, yeah, there it is.
There was a picture of us.
Yes, you see, you had a picture of you and him with the M&Ms.
Yeah, but see this picture?
Yeah, it's Ghetto Mickey and Ghetto Minnie.
And Goofy. Don't forget Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy was reaching for your pocket.
So I took a picture, right? I'm thinking I'll get a picture. That was $20.
Fuck you.
So we went into, I said, I'm done with this. So we went in the Coca-Cola factory.
Now they have a lot of areas. This happens in L.A. too. You got a bunch of people in front of the Chinese theater. And anything
the street
you
performers.
Want, it's $20 a pop.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you can give us donation. And so you're like, all right, here's $5. They're like, no, we do 20.
Yeah, what's a donation? No, you don't get it.
That's where we got the beads. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. I'm going to show you. This is what happened. Okay?
All right.
So we're walking down the street. This adorable 4-foot-nothing Asian man. He comes over to me, and he goes, oh, yeah, okay, good. Donation now. And I'm like, what? And so I look at my father. I was like, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, get me one. How much? And I was like, how much? He goes, on the donation.
Oh,
and
okay.
I go.
Pop out a quarter?
I go,
there you go.
$5. He goes, okay, $5. And dude was souped.
Dude, you realize that probably made
six cents. Yeah. But I like it.
It's little plastic beads around an expandable string, yeah.
So we went into the Coca-Cola factory.
All right, so it's a museum or is it a, what is it?
It's a store. I'm going to show you, I think I have pictures of the M&M one.
Yeah, I saw you guys with the M&M.
So, kind of like that, but for Coca-Cola. Okay.
All right. So it had the polar bears and the whole nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went up to the front counter and I said, I heard that I could try Coca-Cola from anywhere in the world. And they're like, yes, you can. And I was like, all right, how much is it? And they're like, it's $11. So I just, here's $11. They give me old school cafeteria tray.
No shit.
Yep. With 16 cups. 16 little pixie clear cups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Halfway filled with different liquids.
That's cool.
And it's all Coca-Cola drinks that they have made for all over the world. I will tell you, there was probably out of the 16, 10 that straight up I would buy stock in. Like, I would.
Really?
Straight up, like, we're missing out.
Well, I mean, certain parts of the world, they have to use, like, real sugar and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's meant. Like South America, I know for a fact the way that they make it, it's made with pure cane sugar versus.
Sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just completely different.
And I mean, it's like, this drink's from Nepal, this drink's from Russia. So we're going, and my dad gets one. And I every single drink, I had him take a sip before me. So I said, there's 16 cups, give me 16 empty cups, and I split half and half for all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first one, he's like, oh, that's good. That's good. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying. I'm like, oh, yeah. Second one comes. You drink it. That's not too bad. I was like, yeah.
Now, they all taste pretty much the same?
No,
or they...
completely different flavors.
Really?
Like, one will be strawberry, and one will be, like, a Dr. Pepper knockoff.
Oh, I got you. All right. So, it's different types of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There was one that was jalapeno.
I thought it was just Coke.
No.
Then, you know, whatever.
No, they were Coke products.
I got
so
you.
So, there might be an iced tea type of thing.
I understand. It was jalapeno. How did that taste?
So we're going to get to that. So my father took this. Happened like three or four times where he took the drink, and you see him, and he does this. He puts it in and spits it right back in
now,
the cup.
Now, this is before you – oh, wait, you guys split it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, we realized something about Vegas. So here, if you were to – like, say I didn't know you.
All right.
And you were sitting next to me, and I did that, and I wanted to make a funny joke. I could look at you and be like – well, that tastes like shit, and you would laugh, and that'd be the end of it.
Yes.
So in Vegas, my father was like, well, that just tasted like shit, and people would just do this.
Really?
They would not make eye contact because they're, like, not about talking to other people.
No, well, I mean, we're super aggressive community up here, whereas people, you go anywhere else, that no.
Yeah. So we tried them, and that was really good.
All right, which ones... did you not like? You said you liked 10 out of the 16. Do you remember any of the ones you didn't like?
I didn't like turkey.
Whoa, hold it. Did you say turkey?
Yeah, like turkey the
as
country.
It, like, it tasted like, oh, I thought there was a flavored
there was
turkey.
There was one from Turkey the Country I didn't like. South Korea.
What was that one taste like?
I don't know. Kind of like Nuke.
Okay. Oh, no.
That was a bad joke.
That was fucking that bombed, dude. That was terrible.
You just said that bombed. No, it was even though it's North Korea, we're idiots. But no, I didn't like those. Russia was pretty good. France was pretty good. Spain was dookie. Spain complete was dookie in Spain.
Well, now, you said we'll get to it. What about the jalapeno? What area was that from?
Oh, I used that. There was no jalapeno one.
Oh, you asshole.
No, but we're going to get to there is a jalapeno thing to get to.
Okay.
So we went right across the street from the Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Was the M&M factory.
Okay, so it's like side by each.
Yeah, so we walk in and we go upstairs, and right off the bat, there was three M&Ms they had trial M&Ms to try.
All right, like caramel and all that other
stuff. So one was Toffee Crunch.
Yeah, I think they actually have those up here.
Maybe
now.
Okay, that was bomb.
Okay.
The other one was cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon's hard sometimes.
So what I did was I did the cinnamon, and then I did the toffee to kind of get rid of that edge.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the final one was the jalapeno.
Okay, so the chocolate, you know, I know they used to have something that was chocolate jalapeno or something along those lines.
Yeah, they have. Tabasco dark chocolate.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. And that was okay.
So I had it. I'm chewing on it. And I'm like, this is great. Yeah, I was like, there's no problem.
Until the ass end of it
and
comes.
And then
right?
I'm just like, it's got a little. It was little. And my dad's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, it's got a little. Ha! Ha! So We walked around after that. I bought my girlfriend some stuff.
All right.
I bought her. She has these slippers I can't stand, and she knows exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as I said it, they're little panda bears.
Oh yeah,
with sequins on them.
Oh god, I fucking.
Because here's the reason why.
I hate.
She'll come over. When she comes over, she takes off her boots. She puts on her slippers.
Yep.
When she puts on her slippers, she walks around. Say we get in an argument. Do you know how hard it is for me to keep a fucking straight face when I got her looking at me? You know you shouldn't with a freaking panda slipper. So I said, screw it. I bought her some bright pinkish red, like that cup, M&M slippers.
You don't think that's going to not?
Oh, it makes it so much better.
All right. So M&M's, Coca-Cola. Where are we going now? Are we going back to the hotel?
Nope, we went across the street because guess what? They have a Hershey store.
Oh, see, Hershey. We actually went up to Hershey, my son and I.
Hershey Park?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And they were selling the giant Hershey bars, the 12-pound.
Yeah, they're like 40 bucks or something crazy.
Over there, they were like 27 bucks.
Oh.
So I picked up one and I brought it. I bought it and I brought it home. That fucking thing's heavy.
Yeah.
And then we tried to eat it and we realized that in order to, it's a solid, it's
you
literal.
You have to cut it up.
I had a hammer and a fucking chef's knife and I was beating the shit out of it. I broke the knife.
Yeah.
And it was just solid, dense chocolate.
Well, but I bought her a candy bar. And the candy bar, you can design your candy bar.
Oh, that's a I have another story about that. So I took my son to the Hershey place, and they did exactly that. So it's an assembly line, and you can choose the different types of what you want to put into it, whatever. It was meant as a memento to just go. And
it melted, didn't it?
No. My oldest son and I, we bought it. We waited to the end of the day. We were there for school trip. Got back to the hotel. We're going back there the next day. I hop in the shower. I come out, and the lights are down. And all I hear is my son going, oh, so good. Oh, so good. Right? And I'm like, what are you eating? Because we hadn't picked any chocolate up at that point.
Who are you with?
My oldest son, Joe.
Yeah, I'd be thinking, who's he with?
It's so good. Oh,
how many? How long ago was this?
This had to have been 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I get out, and like I said, the lights are dim, like real like moody, and what the fuck? So I turn the lights on, and he's sitting there chomping on his candy bar that was supposed to be a memento to not eat to show people, and I go, dude, what are you eating? He's like, oh, I'm eating my candy bar. I was like, you know you weren't supposed to eat that, and he went, oh, right? He was so...
He would be like, oh, no.
He was in his mind, he was like... Oh, and then so he's feeling bad, and he's feeling bad, he goes, oh, and like, oh, dude, what the fuck? So every now and again, I bust his balls, and I will walk out of a room, and I'll hear him going, and I'll stop, and I go, oh, so good, so good. My wife loses her mind every time. I was like, it's Joseph, isn't it? I was like, yes, it is. Anyway. I didn't mean to make it about me. This is Nate's story.
But No.
I thought that was a great story. That was a funny one. So, all right. So, you ended up at the Hershey store. You decided to,
Went. We were going from still. In between, you got to understand, we were every casino we went in, we had to stop and play slots.
Oh, so you went from store to store to casino, casino, casino kind of thing.
Yes.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of walking, a lot of stimulus, a lot of everything.
It was not fun.
It was a little overstimulus, if you ask me.
Yeah, because at this point, I'm getting to that point where I'm sitting in front of a slot machine, just hitting max bet doing this.
Right, so it just wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. I'm tired.
Was it meant more for your old man having
totally.
A good time kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right, so is that? I mean, from there, you end up making it back to the hotel kind of thing, or you guys find somewhere else?
Yeah, we grabbed an Uber.
I thought you had your car.
No, it was at the Venetian.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you grabbed an Uber. First time you ever done an Uber?
I used to drive Uber. I've never been in the back seat of an Uber. And you know how I am about...
How was it? Did it work out?
I was in a minivan. There was Cheerios all over this minivan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Beat to shit. Nice guy named Kamal. Kamal.
Okay, whatever.
He was from India.
I don't doubt
it. Great guy. Great freaking guy. And he was telling me about it. I was like, oh, because I used to drive Uber. I was like, you make good money. Oh, Oh, yeah.
Out there, I would assume that you make a lot of money doing
Uber. Well, he said he makes, on an average 5-day, about $1,500.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. But that's also, you got to take into account the wear and tear on your car and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, but you just told me the car's beat to shit.
Oh, yeah, his car was beat to shit.
There's not a lot of wear and tear. You know?
Yeah, so I gave him a good review.
So, all right, so you end up in an Uber. You're going back to the shop.
Get to Venetian.
You going back to the hotel or you going to the Venetian?
I'm going to the Venetian to grab my car.
Okay, so you're at the Venetian. So did you stop at the Venetian and gamble or no?
Oh, of course.
So you're not looking at a 10-minute deal. You're looking at a 45-minute per stop deal.
Yes.
Oh, God, that sounds so painful. All right, so you finally make it back to your room. Are you done? I'm done.
No,
fuck,
we got to gamble there, too.
All right, no, what I'm saying outside of the gambling, obviously.
Yeah, we're out. We're done.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, we already know he's going to gamble. It's more than likely. Did you do any table games, or was it mostly just slots?
We did gamble at that night. I don't know if – am I allowed to talk about
– No, we're at the gambling part now, so do
okay,
you think?
So, before – playing the table games that night. This is in one day now. Okay, you knew what I was up. Okay? In one day, from morning till that point, I was down.
Well, I haven't gotten to the money yet, but yeah, okay.
I need to say that in order to understand the rest.
Okay, so you're up to $400. You're plus $400.
Yep.
So what's the number you're at now?
I was down $1,600.
All right, so from $4 to minus $1,600. So you were actually negative $1,200.
Yes.
Okay, so that's cool. Now, continue.
All right, so then I said, screw it, I'm going to go to the table games. And I went to a blackjack table.
Okay.
And I watched the dealer get blackjack twice, so I put $200 down on one hand.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad. Is that?
It means I got one chance to win $400 or lose $200 in one shot.
I got you. Okay.
I happen to win.
Okay, so you were then up... Well, I mean, you put 200 down, right?
Yep.
So you're actually out 1,400. So you're actually down to negative 1,000.
Yep. So then I took that 400 and I went to craps.
Ah, crap.
And wow. And I had a what was it? I was rolling, and I rolled 28 rolls in a row.
Oh wow, that's pretty. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And so, that was in the. In they call that a hot shooter.
All right. So, what was your initial bet that you put down?
$80.
Oh, so you're out of $1,080 at that point.
Yep.
All right, and you won 27 in a row. What does that give you at the end?
At the end, there was some. What it means is, no, I didn't win 27 in a row. I either didn't win anything, or I didn't lose anything. I broke even.
Okay.
Or I won something.
Okay, so at the end of that 27, what were you at?
Think it was somewhere around 1950.
So you won 1950.
Yeah.
All right, so that means you were around 1950. Oh, let me just do the math real quick. Carry the one. I'm going to put it on my phone.
Now, mind you, during this whole time period,
yeah,
my father's like, he could ask me, how much you down, how much you up? A couple hundred. Everything was a couple hundred, whether it was up or down.
Yeah, now, did you ask your old man the same fucking question?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Because I just didn't want to get into it because something like that could make or break an entire trip.
I understand.
And you don't want judgment. So.
All right, so at this point, you're up at $870.
Yeah.
So you're in the green.
I'm in the green.
So, all right, so you did craps. Are you done or are you still continuing to go?
This is the fifth day.
No, I'm saying, are you done for the fifth day?
No.
All right, so you went to continue.
I went till about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and win-loss. What was your total number at the end?
At the end of the – I went up to the room with about $3,000.
All right, so let me see here. Minus $3,000. Excuse me. So you won an extra $2,130 by the end of the night, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
So $2,130.
Positive.
In the positive. So you won a total of $3,000 at the end of the fifth night.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bed. Have a good night. Sleepy. Waking up sixth day.
Yep.
Now you're done the seventh day or you done the sixth day?
Sixth day. No, that was the fifth day.
Yeah, I'm saying you going home on the fifth or you going home on the seventh?
I'm going home on the sixth.
So this is the day you're going home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You wake up in the morning. Your old man's still gambling, and you decide not to gamble. What's going on?
Still gambling.
All right, cool. So you're up to $3,000.
Yep.
At the end of 5 days, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how those numbers play out.
And just so you know, for dinner that night, I forgot to even say it.
Okay.
We went to this Italian joint where it was another upscale because I went back to VIP, and I was like, hey, can you hook it up?
All right, so you didn't have to pay for that either.
I didn't have to pay for that either.
Perfect. All right, so dinner was said and done. $150 I'm gathering. And
yeah, but I got to tell the story because it was really cool.
All right.
So we went there, and beforehand, I don't know shit, man. I'm uncultured as they come. So
no.
I called my girlfriend. I said, look up the menu, figure out what you think I should get. And
what the fuck is your girlfriend going to help you?
Because she knows the shit. She's cultured. So I go down there. I order gnocchi with filet mignon.
You can't you wait, hold it.
Gnocchi?
You went to an Italian joint and bought gnocchi with... So gnocchi is a pasta.
Yeah.
A hand-rolled pasta. But filet mignon is an Italian.
Yeah, whatever. It was good. So I got that, and I got some portobello mushrooms.
Oh, that's not bad.
And some garlic bread.
Was the portobello in a vinaigrette sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So then So my dad, it comes to him to order. And I'm expecting, like, you know, we got all this money. Let's order.
Have a hamburger.
He goes, yeah, can you give me some spaghetti and meatballs?
Oh.
And I'm like, dude. Which he didn't even eat because he ate too much bread.
You fucking people and your bread.
So the meal came to $80 altogether.
And what did it comp you?
I had 150.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I looked at the waiter, and I said, am I going to lose this money? He goes, yeah. I said, nah. There was a group of four people next to me. They would seem like nice people.
I got you.
So I said, are they drinking? He goes, no, they don't drink. And I said, all right. When I ordered desserts for me and my father, they looked over. Oh, look at that. So I said, listen, I want you to comp on my bill desserts for everyone of them.
So you sent them desserts,
yep.
Which is very cool. Did it break even or were you still
paying? It was pretty close.
Oh, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I didn't pay anything. So I just paid the guy. I gave the guy like a $35 tip.
Again, that I don't add any of that in there because it's a part of the deal.
But it was cool because later on, I was gambling, and they're like, those desserts were awesome. Thank you. And they shook my hand, and I thought that was really cool.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, if you can help somebody out,
yeah.
You know. So, all right. So your night went well.
Yeah.
You're at the end of the fifth night going home on the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
During the day at night, what time is your flight home?
8 o'clock at night. No, 9 o'clock at night.
Jeez, you had fucking 12 hours to kill. All right, so you're up $3,000. You wake up. Now you comp breakfast again, or whatever the case is.
Yep.
All right, so you go to the all you can eat deal again.
Yep.
All right. From there, what's your deal? What are you doing?
Gambling. Just we stayed
just
in that casino. Gambling.
Straight up gambling. Yep. You never left that casino.
We did eventually, but we gamble there. I know we don't want to get to the money till the end, but you need to know this part before we continue.
Absolutely.
Okay. Within an hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay. I was down to $200.
All right, so Jesus Christ, you lost $2,800.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now we know why he was comped so much. All right, so you're still in a positive though.
Yep.
Because it's positive is where you
live. Well, what happened was, and my father witnessed this.
Yep.
The dealer, I played blackjack, right? I was betting $100 a hand. The dealer caught 6 blackjacks straight in a row.
That's almost impossible without
then
secondary intervention. It went,
well, what I mean is, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I got dealt 20s.
All right.
When I got dealt 20s, she got blackjack. When I got 19, she got 20s. This went on for about $1,500.
Fuck me, dude.
I looked at her, and every time, this is what she did. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know how bad I just want to be like, no, you're not.
I know. You're not sorry at all, you bitch.
So I was down to 200. Now, I didn't tell my girlfriend this story because she's probably listening to going, that son of a bitch. but what you also have to understand, and the listeners need to know this, before even going to Vegas, and you knew this, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I was playing a slot machine online.
Ah, yes. Yep.
And I hit for $7,000.
Yeah, well, you were playing with nobody's money when you got there. My point is that I'm trying to get a rough guesstimation at the total amount of money you spent gambling.
Sure.
And at this point, doing my math, you spend about $7,000 gambling.
Yeah, on that, if you want to base it on that, but out of actual pocket?
I don't care about that. I'm just talking about if you were to walk in the you were up, down, in between. A rounded number is about $7,500 so far, and that's before the end of the sixth day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the whole point of me telling the story this way.
Okay.
Because at the very end of this, I was going to give you those numbers.
Well, you can give me those numbers still.
So, all right.
So, we at this point, we decided the only place I wanted to go for the last day was I wanted to go to the Bellagio.
Which is the one with the water.
The water.
Okay.
Which we got to see.
That's cool.
Yeah, and my father videotaped the whole thing. And I played it. I was live streaming it to my girlfriend.
Yep.
And she's like, this is wicked gay. And I'm like, thanks, babe.
And what was the place that you stayed at, too? I'm sorry.
Stratosphere.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I wanted to go to the Mirage. So we visited the Bellagio.
Yep.
And then we went to the Mirage to go to the Dolphin and Tiger Museum.
Yep.
And we got to, I mean, they had the dolphin show. We walked right in. The dolphins are just swimming around, coming up to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was awesome. And so then my father, we went to the tiger. And, oh, this is the experience I forgot to tell people. So we went to the tigers, which was basically a Bengal tiger.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you said you met Siegfried. I ramble it for you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, that's cool. Just fuck up my day. So we went and we met, they had white tigers, white lions, Bengal tigers.
Yep.
And I look over and I'm like, this guy looks familiar. I know him. And I'm like, holy shit, that's Siegfried. And my dad, of course, well, go over to him. Yeah. Ask him, say hello. And I'm like, I don't know. Because, you know, you don't want to bother celebrities.
No, obviously not.
So I walked by him, and I was like, are you? He goes, yes. He goes, I said, listen, before I continue, I just want to tell you, this is beautiful. Because this whole thing is him. He did the tiger.
Oh,
he set that up.
Is he the one who killed him? Or
no.
Who got beat up or
Siegfried, I think it was Roy that got beat.
I got you.
So we... I'm talking about it, and he's like, well, what brings you to Vegas? And I told him the whole story about everything. And he goes, he looks at my father, and he goes, come over here. Now, give me your left hand. That hand.
This is my left hand.
I'm sorry, your right hand. My apologies.
Jesus Christ.
He grabs it, and...
Now he's jerking my arm off.
He grabs it just like this.
Okay.
And he goes, and my dad's freaking out at this point. And he goes... You miss your wife? And he goes, yeah. And he starts to break down. And he goes, you have problems dealing with it. And she's stuck in your head. And he's like, yeah. And he flips his arm over. And I'm watching him. You can't see anything there.
Yeah.
And he's doing this. And he's stretching out my father's skin. And he pulls a coin out of his wrist.
Yeah, it's not weird at all.
Yeah. And he goes, you keep this on you. And if you ever have a problem thinking about her or you're really missing her, just grab the coin. My father won't leave that coin out of his sight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? If for him, it was a peace of mind. So that's how I look at it.
I'm not knocking it, but you know what, man? I'm a different person. So.
Yeah. So we, at this point, the Super Bowl game's on.
Oh, okay.
So we go into the area where he's playing the slots. And I'm playing the slots, and I'm just like, this is where I'm like, I am done. I am done. But, I screwed up. I messed something up before we went to the Bellagio. Still while we were in the Stratosphere. I lost all that money.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then we went to breakfast. Then after breakfast, we put our bags into checkout. And I went to the front desk.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, how much dollar value do I have on comp? And I had like 40-something bucks.
There you go.
And I said, okay.
So did I give that to you for
yep.
slots?
Yep. And then
so
I
now you're up to $240.
I got
bucks.
That money to spend. And then I said to my father, we had about two cups about this size.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with change that we kept filling up because of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So we cashed that in. And so my father gave me a cut of that because some of it's mine.
No, all
so
of it's
had
yours.
Like I had like 55, 60 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
So I played the slots. Now, I should have probably taught my dad this trick prior to the last day.
All right.
But I sat down at a machine and I hit. And I went to another machine.
And how
I
much
hit.
Did you hit?
I don't know, 100 bucks.
Oh, well, hey, I mean, I got to have these numbers, man.
So, and I sat at it. Then I saw him.
Oh, yeah. He did the same thing, go to the same slots?
No, he went to, he was sitting on a machine. I watched him. He put 300 bucks in.
Fuck you.
Okay. Put 300 bucks in, and he lost it.
Ha ha.
So, you know what I did?
What?
He got up. I sat down in his seat.
You're that asshole.
I'm that asshole.
All right.
And I put 40 bucks in, and I hit for 500. And he lost it. And he was upset. And the reason why, he wasn't upset because I won money.
He was upset because he didn't win
it
money.
It could have been anybody in the world. Yeah, he would have been upset.
Yep.
So I said, Dad, do you want me to tell you how to do it? And he's like, yeah. I said, all right, look at the slot machine. If you see that there's like a penny left or there was the last voucher was either zero or a penny, play that machine. If you see somebody next to you and they're dumping hundreds into it and they don't win, go ahead. Odds are more in your favor. Yes, it is still a statistic. It's still odds-based, but odds are in your favor.
I don't doubt it.
So he did that, and he started winning.
There you go.
He started winning a good amount. So I ended up walking out, going to the Bellagio that day.
All right. Right now you're at 840 bucks.
Yeah, because I ended up getting on the plane with about 12.
All right, so 1,200. Okay, so you want another 360 bucks.
Okay.
All right, so now you're on the plane going home. Anything special? You just got home, and you know, it is this, that, and the other thing. Now
poor guy. He started out with a cold. I could have killed him because you remember those tricks I told him about how to win?
Oh, yeah.
I told him. I still am upset about it. Not that I don't care that much, and he knows it too. I told him when we got to the airport, I said, Dad, do not play the slots in the airport. And he said, why? So when slot machines go into a casino.
When a slot machine? Yes.
When they put a slot machine into a casino, they set the winning ratio statistically on how often they have to pay out.
It's more or less. Yeah,
sure.
I got you.
There's a limit. There's a certain mark that casinos have to have it at.
I got
period.
You.
They don't have to follow that if it goes into an airport or if it goes into a convenience store.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told him, do not play it.
Yeah, well, of and course I he's not going to listen.
No.
He's not going to listen.
No, he's not going to listen because I think he was one. At this point, he was just burnt out, and it was just killing time for the plane.
Still, though. Yeah. Gambling is a thing that I would not tell people to do. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You're more than welcome to spend your own money how you want to. I just don't see it as a great thing. Now,
so we left at 9 o'clock at night. And we got back at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
Because of the time exchange and all that.
You guys must have been fucking dragging ass the next 2 days.
Well, no, I was good the following day. But that day that we were going into, I hated the world.
All right, so to end this, I'm going to give you guys a bunch of numbers here. And the only number that I'm not sure of, you got comped a meal for three of the four of the 7 days?
I got comped breakfast.
I don't care about breakfast. I'm looking at
dinners?
Suppers, dinners, yes.
Two dinners.
For two dinners, so that's $300. All right, so breakfasts. On this website, the closest I can come to was either $16.99 or $22.99.
I'm sorry. Because I forgot my father got comp too. Are we to count my father's comps now?
I'm adding it all
okay,
in.
No,
it's
okay.
Fine. All right. So, as far as gambling, he was around the $1,200 mark. That's what he walked away with.
Positive.
Positive. Total amount of money he spent from day one to day seven was around the $8,000 mark, believe it or not. $8,000 to $9,000. depending on where that number falls, in terms of gambling alone. Okay? That being said, 5 days for you to eat breakfast at this particular property, I went to $17 a head is $170 for you to eat there. So 170 times two is $340 for breakfast. And for lunch, the only thing I could see was about $35. So I did $35 times seven times two. That's $490. Okay? That's for breakfast and lunch. Dinner would be $300. And then was there any other comps or anything that we're not aware of?
I mean, they gave me stuff.
All right.
Like,
so
they comped me you remember that $15 for the suite? They comped that back.
All right, so
they gave me the $40 or whatever for slot play and stuff like that.
Little tiny things.
Yeah.
All right, so walking into this trip is $1,200. I'm sorry. $1,200 is where you were positive.
Yeah.
Okay. The amount of money that they gave you back for the food alone, plus $340, plus $490, plus $300. You walked away in the positive $2,330 walking into this trip.
Yeah.
Walking away from this trip, rather.
On top of the money I won prior to the trip.
On top of the money you won prior to the trip. So you want to add that in there? What was that number again? I'm sorry.
I won $7,067.
$7,067. So you, for this 7-day deal, spent close to about $8,000-ish.
Yeah.
You walked away with $9,397. You were in the positive, let's just say this was $8,000. You were in a positive $1,397 for money that you would have. So you were in a positive, obviously, across the board.
Oh, well over.
Removing that $7,000. You walked away with $1,397 in your pocket that you didn't have to pay for.
Yeah.
That's cray-cray, right? That was a great trip.
Yeah. Oh, no. I walked to like, when people ask me, they're like, yeah, but, you know, you still had to spend that money to get that money. And I'm like, it was a good trip.
And that's the reason why I'm bringing it up this way. I broke it down the way I did for that reason, because I know I've talked about it. People will say, hey, I won $600. Yeah, but how much did you spend? And they don't ever tell you that number because they spent $800. They don't care about what they lost. They care about what they won.
Well, that's why, like, for instance, that $7,000, we'll use that.
Yeah, yeah.
I put $100 in.
No, I'm not knocking
any of
that.
In that particular situation, I won $6,900 with, if you want to break it down. And this is one thing, and I think Pat will agree. Anybody who's to go to Vegas has to figure on spending out of pocket close to $500 a day.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, I don't care about any of the money that you spend to have a good time. It's your own money.
Yeah.
My point is you walked away with a great new experience. You built a great relationship with your father.
That last dinner.
Yeah.
The night before the end. That dinner alone
was worth the entire trip.
Just sitting there, getting everything off my chest from when I was a kid to now to my mom to, I mean, everything. That was a real heart-to-heart. He asked me a question. He said, when you look at me, what do you see?
Okay.
And
do you really want to get into this? Or you want to?
No. I'm going to say, and I gave him. Okay. And the thing was, I gave him honest answers.
Okay.
I gave him what he wanted.
He wanted the truth.
He wanted the truth. And the thing about this whole trip is.
See, you guys thought that I was, and I'm gonna stop him just because I feel like you're gonna say something that you might regret in the future.
No. I know what I'm gonna say, but I'll wait till after you're done.
I started this whole thing about him and his father coming together as a joke, you know. But in all honesty, this did bring them to a lot closer than they were prior to the trip. You know, when Nathan's mother was alive, and the stories that he said, a lot of them revered around him and his mother. It wasn't really so much him and his father and his mother. And he didn't really have the story behind his father. His father's a great man. He's loved him his entire life. But his father, just like my mother, loves a particular way because they come from a background of, I'm giving you a place to live, roof, and clothes. That's how I love you. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a form of love that it's hard for a lot of people to understand. We both come from a particular background where you think military style.
Yeah.
And it's very much that fact.
I think for me, the big thing, what I was going to say, and I had to choose my words, is that I never wanted to lose my mother, of course.
Obviously.
Okay. And I didn't think that I would ever find a silver lining in that. But since the passing of my mother, I've been able to build an amazing relationship with my father that I can honestly say I don't think would have happened if not for that.
And you know
if
what?
If that makes sense.
You know what? That's a great way to end this. And I'll tell you right now, having a good relationship with somebody in your life that's, you know, during that hard time is the best way to do it. And regardless of the price, you could have lost 10 grand here. But if the relationship building aspect of this worked out, then fuck the 10 grand. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So that being said, folks, we went a little long, but we wanted to get the story out there. You know, this was an absolutely great story. Oh. And it took two episodes, man.
That was pretty good.
And oh, is that your phone? I told you to put it on vibrate, you son of a bitch.
Bing!
I shouldn't say that. You know what? We're going to have to rewind it and get that out of there.
it was so sentimental for a moment, and then you just have to shit on it.
So that being said, we always end it the same way. Nathan.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good.
1,000 pounds lighter?
Oh, yeah.
Is it at least sentimentally?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Folks, we love you, and I'm going to let Nathan say goodbye to you.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers. I had to. It was Las Vegas.
Yep.
God, take care, guys.
Hey, folks, that was the show. Now here's the routine. Nate?
You can reach us over at fatguysquared@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, like and subscribe to us on podbean.com, iTunes, and Android.
Take it easy.